Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
You know how the witches love music trivia? Well, here we go again. In a game provided by the InstaWitch, the Music Savvy Trio get humbled by some rock stumpers. And now, Shelley, Lisa, and Daryl.
Hi, witches. Welcome to Witchy Wednesday, your favorite podcast you're listening to, which is called Good Witch, Bad Witch. We are your hosts. Shelley Major is the Good Witch.
Hiddly ho.
Daryl Brown is the Man Witch.
Two hands, man.
Yeah, and I'm your Bad Witch, Lisa Brown. So
Bad Witch.
You look like the 4th of July.
You're a Bad Witch.
Your Jennifer Coolidge is coming along.
Thank you. I've been trying and trying. I actually tried all through the last episode not to do it at all.
I think by the end of summer, you better have that fucker dialed in.
Just it's like more than two sentences. That would be
because
great.
Because you're going to have that. Shell's going to have her.
Marge Simpson.
Oh, he's my special little guy.
You have your Homer. Wonderful. Let Daryl in his Homer. We are... I was doing so good, too.
Yep.
A podcast. Podcast is us.
Yes.
So we are going to start our podcast with a little insight into the witches, and it's a segment we call It's My Life!
Alrighty, guys, we're back from It's My Life, and, you know, we just tell a little bit about ourselves, what's been going on and stuff, so what's been happening in your life there, Letha?
Oh, you're going to make me start?
Yeah. See, I looked at shells, but I said Letha.
So, let's talk about the 4th of July.
Ooh.
That was not too long ago. It is our anniversary. Daryl and I stayed home. He made a beautiful dinner, and we have never been home on our anniversary before.
At this house before.
At this house. At this house residence. That we have. And I didn't know that there was so much that was going on in our little neighborhood. So our neighbor said we should probably sit on an office chair and just move around and around and around because it was all like 360
it
around
crazy.
Us. It was really neat. But I was getting bit by mosquitoes because I am fucking delicious. Mm. And I get eaten alive, which if anybody has any good... mosquito repellents that I have not tried because I've tried pretty much everything. Please let me know because I'd like to someday sit in my backyard. But that's not what I want to talk about, either one of these things. What I want to talk about was the day after. So I woke up to Daryl sitting in our little reading nook, naked.
Oh.
With...
Is that your anniversary present?
No, because he had a raging case of the hiccups.
Oh, I didn't know it was going that way.
I didn't know she was going to tell this story.
He was violently hiccuping so much that we were thinking we may have to take him to the emergency room for his hiccups.
No.
It was crazy.
Wow, that sounds terrible.
So
I was almost tearing up, huh?
I don't know. I couldn't see past the hiccuping. Mm. And he was, and so I said, what do you want me to do? Because I need to go to work, right?
Right.
And it's on a Saturday, and that's my earliest day. Mm-hmm. And he said, he wouldn't answer me. He's just staring out into space hiccuping. So I was like, do I need to take you to the emergency room? And he wouldn't talk to me. So I went into my bedroom and I Googled hiccups. And it said that if they last for more than 48 hours, that you should consult a doctor. Well, this had lasted for about 48 seconds. So I didn't think at that point that we needed to go to the hospital, but I was wondering what the underlying things were.
Sure.
Could be diabetes. But what I think, okay, so then... I walked back out and I said, do you have stiffness or the inability to talk?
And then she looked down. Oh, no, you don't.
No, little guy. No. No, I mean, like in your joints. Do you have stiffness in your joints or the ability not to talk? And he said, he jumped up, ran into the bathroom and started throwing up.
Oh, no.
So I went over and I was like, what can I do to help? And he said, just leave me alone. Like that.
No drama whatsoever.
No. So I said,
this is a great story to tell. Thank you.
It's my life, dude.
You were there, man.
It's my life. So I said, if you're not going to talk to me or you're going to yell at me like that, I am just going to go take a shower and you can deal with your hiccups
on
your own.
Stand there, puker.
Yeah. So then I went and took a shower. And by the time I came out, he was laying back in bed and his hiccups were gone. So this is my Google analogy of the whole thing. I think that he had a bunch of stomach acid going on, mm-hmm. which in turn was giving him the hiccups after he vomited. The acid came out of his mm-hmm. stomach and he no longer. But he said that he woke up out of a dead sleep with those violent hiccups. That's what scared him. He apologized for being a dyke and it was all fine. So that's whatever. But the funny part of it is
already funny.
Shelly Gilson.
And I wanted to tell Shelly this on Monday, and I never did because I was going to say this is my life. Because this is like the most interesting thing that's happened in my life. And so...
Here to entertain you.
I went to my first client, and I was doing her nails, and I said, I almost had to cancel your appointment because I had to take Daryl to the emergency room because he had the hiccups. And she actually like shot liquid out of her nose.
Was that Ann Sosa?
No, it was Gail. And she said, if you would have texted me with that, I would have died. And stuff, she goes, I would have died laughing. You're already dying laughing. And she's like, I know, but it would have been even funnier if you would have said, I have to take Daryl to the emergency room because of hiccups. So anyways, he's fine. He's
That's
alive.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
This gal likes, Gail likes to give me enough shit as it is. Yeah. So the next time I see her, she'll pair, I go, how you doing?
So that's what's happening in my life. We are all better and finer for
it now. It hurt. I mean, my chest physically hurt from, you know, because hiccuping so much.
Yeah.
I mean, they were hard, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my defense,
they're okay. The hardest hiccups I've ever had.
Yeah. Okay.
I've only hyperventilated once, and and I was sober, mm-hmm. and it really was terrifying. I didn't know if I would get another breath.
Can I tell that story?
Of course you can.
Were you going to?
No, you can, okay. But I just want to say to Daryl, even though that's crazy, that I understand that the fear could help just reiterate that action and that feeling and then just thinking that you can't get a true breath.
Right,
it's
yeah.
really scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yes, you can tell that story.
So I was there when Shelly hyperventilated. She had the hiccups,
mm-hmm.
and we were at Laddie's, which was our favorite bar, mm-hmm. maybe 22, because it was right after you married Rocky.
Sure.
And it was me, Rocky, you, and Rob Chilcott.
Yes.
And then Greg was the bartender.
Yes.
So Shelly had the hiccups really bad. She couldn't stop. So Greg said, drink this glass of water really, really fast, but you have to plug your ears and plug your nose and drink it, and then you'll stop hiccuping. And so Shelly's like, I'm not that coordinated. I don't know what to do. And so she grabbed the water, and Rocky goes, I got her nose, and I put my fingers in her ears, and I said, I've got her.
It takes a village, folks.
Yeah. And I said, I've got her ears, and Rob came up behind her and said, I have her breasts. And she then, asphyxiated?
Yes,
on the water.
Yes.
And she started choking on the water because she was laughing at the breast grabbing. So she ran into the bathroom, and then Rocky runs after her, and we're just all laughing, you know, and stuff. And then they were gone for a really long time, so I'm like, I guess I better go check on them or whatever. So I go into the Laddie's bathroom, and it wasn't a busy night.
No,
obviously.
Not at all.
Yeah. And Rocky and Shelly are both sitting on the floor of the women's bathroom. And she looks up at me and she goes, I peed my pants. And he was
like
just...
a lot, not like, no. like grown up times, you know, like now, you know,
yeah.
there's
he's
just,
like,
no,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, there's a little tinkle.
Yeah.
I unloaded.
Yeah.
I had no control.
But it was so cute.
And I was sober.
No, I know, but it was so cute because Rocky was like just taking care of you.
Yes.
And he was like sitting there next to you in your puddle of pee. And he's like, it's okay. We just live across the street. I'll carry you home and I'll stand behind you so you don't see the, and I'm just like, that is adorable.
But
and
I was so scared because I couldn't catch a breath.
Yeah,
oh,
I get
God,
it.
But, yeah.
but it was like the perfect storm, right? It was like a hiccup, laugh, upcheck, whatever.
Yeah,
like
and everything all together.
And yeah, and your body's like, okay, well, if you can't handle this shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna
let it go here. Something's gotta give.
Well, and it was good time because it was during grunge time, so Rocky always had a flannel around his waist. Yeah,
he probably did.
Yeah,
and said, "Here, put this around your waist, honey."
Yeah. So that's. Anyways, that was my life.
4th of July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want to go?
I can go. Yeah. So I've learned a lesson of how spoiled I am with the fact that I have a sprinkler system.
Yeah.
Our sprinkler system just got up and running again. We got it going in May. Mm-hmm. And then something happened in the box, I don't know, that runs the whole equipment and everything. And it stopped running certain areas and it flooded. And we didn't know this was going on until my neighbor came home and he said he went to the gym. He goes, I went to the gym and came back. Did you mean to water your lawn for 2 hours in one spot? So the spot was left on.
So and our water bill wasn't
our
safe.
Water bill. Lisa goes, our water bill was $300. So I turned everything down, called my sprinkler guy, and he goes, Daryl, he goes, I'm 2 weeks out. And I go, okay. I said, it's okay. It looks like it says there's going to be some rain in the forecast. Well, luckily, if you guys remember, the beginning of June and pretty much through June, we had a lot of rain. So luckily, it rained a lot, and that saved me from...
It was either raining or hotter than hell.
Yeah.
One or the other.
But, so, you know, then during the time it wasn't raining... I'd have to set my. I had to do a pull the hose, you know.
Come sit by the fire, young children.
You want to learn my name? We used to have to pull the hose. We had this thing called a frog eyes day. But
I'd fill up a bucket.
So it was funny because I would set the hose, and then I set my timer for 15 minutes. Well, me and Lisa, you guys know that we watch all the same shows, and we sit and watch TV together. And he'd hear dee, 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 and I'd be like, honey, I gotta pause the show so I can go pull the hose.
1 hour show would be like 3 hours. I'm like, it is midnight. Can I go to bed? He's like, he goes, there's only 30 minutes left. And I go, that's 2 hose pulls. Yep. And each time that happens, then you're gone for a half an hour.
Yeah, because then I get it out there. I gotta set it. But so if anything, like I said, so my sprinkler guy finally he's like got a hold of me and he says, hey, I'm sorry, I wasn't blowing you off. He goes, but not only did the rain screw me up, you know, so that put him behind schedule, you know, for getting people even their stuff started up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he goes, I'll get you on Monday. So Monday he came and, he goes, you're my third person. He goes, I needed, you know, parts and everything. I come by, I just wanted to check yours out. He goes, luckily I have the parts that I need for yours. He goes, and yours is, you know, a simple fix. I can get it going and stuff. But, you never know. I mean, we never had a sprinkler system the whole time me and Lisa been together. And so, like I said, you do take shit for advantage, take advantage of it. And I'm spoiled.
For granted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm spoiled because mine is, I was telling Shells today, mine is a Bluetooth system. Mm-hmm. So I can run everything from my phone.
Well, and it also predicts the weather, so yeah, if it turns itself off if it rains.
It won't run if it's been getting rain and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool, but I'm like, you know, here I'm out there watering by hand, too, a couple of times.
But our sprinkler guy is also a listener, so hi.
Yeah, yeah.
And second of all, Daryl was so cute because he came up to me and he goes, you know, I've never, ever thought that I was better than other people. I feel like I'm humble, and I feel like, you know, I just... you know, I've never been like, well, I have this and this and that.
Never.
And, you know,
I wasn't raised that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I believe you. You don't have to tell me that. And he's like, no, I'm serious. But I will never go without a sprinkler system again.
Seriously.
He's like, I have so much admiration for sprinkler systems.
Yeah, oh, my God. The time suck.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so
it was funny because I was telling my guy, Joe, because he goes, you're going to be off on Monday? And I said, yeah. So he got here. He goes, well, how come you're home from work? So I explained to him our situation that we've downsized. We no longer have the boutique. We're just going to do it online and stuff. And I go, I was kind of thinking I might maybe get into your line of work and doing sprinkler systems and stuff. He goes, I wouldn't advise it.
Really? Well, you're helping people.
Yes, but my thought was, if you're going to get into it, why not do ours for free?
Also, yeah. Maybe he didn't want the competition.
No, I just think he's just been run ragged.
No, I meant you.
What?
Why don't you do ours for free if you were going to get in that business anyways?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, but I don't want to get into the business.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was just funny because I think he's just, you know, been going since the
No, old, I know. I'm playing with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, because he does. That's not his main business.
No, I mean, that's yeah, what that's he does. Not his real job.
Yeah.
He has it's a side job.
It's his side gig, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Talk about seasonal.
Right. Yeah. I think he turns them off in the fall, too.
Yeah, yes. I bet, of course. Yeah,
he turns me down. And then
turns me down
in the fall and then turns me on in the spring. But no. That's what I'm talking about. And don't take certain silly stuff for granted because it means a lot.
True that.
Sprinkler system is a big deal.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what's going on in my life?
Yeah?
If I talked about this on the show before, I'm going to repeat it because I think it's worth repeating.
Okay.
So my 4th of July... I had to work and I was just scheduled to work a specific party. And when I went in, it was an hour or two earlier than this party was supposed to start. So I took some other tables at the tea room that I love and it was a nice day. But we weren't really sure in that industry. It's like, you know, there's no sports. We don't schedule around that.
Mm-hmm.
We're more, you know, all the bee things, bridal showers, baby showers, whatever. And a lot of
sprinkles.
Exactly. Baby sprinkles. And a lot of those things can be all year long. So we weren't really sure what to expect with 4th of July, but we had a special menu and, the weather was beautiful and we had a DJ, which was fun. We had a DJ on the patio.
What kind of music?
It was kind of like an electronica remake of things.
Okay.
Like, let's say Take On Me with, like, but they sped it up.
Okay.
Sort of deal. Yes. Okay. If Take On Me was country and electronica. Yes. There was a ding, da, 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 da.
On to me.
But just to the people who have never been there, I just have painted a little scene. The patio overlooks this creek that comes down from a hill in Golden, Colorado, which is kind of like, imagine if an old miner town grew and flourished and was run by hippies, right?
Okay.
Or hipsters,
maybe? That's my new thing.
Okay. That's Lisa's new thing. But you've all heard of Coors Beer.
Yes.
And Coors Banquet originated here and Coors Light. And they make all these other things now. But anyway, I can see that from where I am. I'm on the main drag in Golden. I can see Coors,
which
built Golden, anyway. Mm-hmm. And I think it was called Golden because they found gold there in the 1800s.
Because the color of beer is golden.
Also.
Yes, and color of pee.
I'm getting way off track.
Okay.
But my point is, it was medium busy, but it was really nice because there's all these people walking down in their swimsuits with, like, tubes. And, you know, there's music. And it was like a festival, like a small town festival. It was very Americana. It made me feel patriotic. I really liked it. Everybody was having a nice time. But this is terrible. But the bad thing that happened. So Lisa knows this. I don't know if I told Daryl. But so I'm serving this private party. Well, the thing about the private party, it's only 8 people. It's very, very easy. When you have parties of 6 or more, everybody gets the afternoon tea, which is the sandwiches and the scones and the desserts.
Oh, sorry.
And the hot tea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the party that I was serving was the owner, her mother, who interviewed me and is the business person. The husband, who I'd never met before, some of their friends, and then there's 3 little girls. And I mean by little, probably 3 years old down to 6 months old.
Oh, wow.
Little girls. And everybody's dressed in red, white, and blue. They are a darling. Everybody was so nice. I served them all their food. And then as I serve the beautiful red strawberry tea on their table, the leg buckles, the tea glass teapot goes flying. There's glass boiling water, and 2 little girls are under the table. And so it's a nightmare. Luckily, everybody's okay. But, you know, we had to clean up the broken glass and all the hot water and stuff. But, and we changed some rules. We changed the temperature of the hot water. We're all learning how to do things better. But anyway, that was a nightmare. The good thing about 4th of July, it was my first 4th of July at home also. So after my party.
Well, can you also say it wasn't your fault?
It totally wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
The little girls were playing under the table. They knocked the leg.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And that's why it
collapsed. Oh, thank you. They're like a folding table. So
yes.
They're like,
okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, like, they were folding tables. And it just all slid down in a slow motion, terrifying avalanche.
I was like, was it the ghost from Blake Street again?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't tell it very well.
Yeah.
But so that was the bad thing that happened, and we're going to change some things afterwards. But it's just like, of all people, and not that, you know, I mean, any layperson's little kid, I'll burn the shit out of them any day of the week, whatever. Yeah. That's my boss's kid.
Right?
No, and they were so cute and sweet, and everybody was fine. But so anyway, later in the day, that before I left, I had left out a bunch of fabric. I'm almost done giving away all my mom's fabric. But there was like six more boxes, and it was very specific fabric. There was little kid patterns, holiday patterns, soft stuff, nothing crunchy or crispy or whatever, because it was for Project Linus.
Oh.
So did I talk about Project Linus on the show?
I don't think
so. No.
So Project Linus is this charity, and Linus from the Peanuts cartoon always had a security blanket. Mm-hmm. Well, Project Linus, the company, they take donated fabric, and they make blankets for foster kids and orphans, and I think dogs, but I really think it's mostly for kids. Mm-hmm. So anyway, my mom would be thrilled that all this fabric went that way. They were in my neighborhood because they were going to the Huntsakers for the 4th of July picnic. Yes. Mm-hmm. So in any case, after the party, they were the only people I served after that. And then I came home, and there's lots of loud fireworks and stuff in the neighborhood. So I love fireworks. I love going and seeing fireworks displays, all of the things. But I'm like, Linus doesn't love it. I'll go hang out with him. I don't think I'll ever do anything else. That was awesome.
Just hanging with your doggy.
Yeah. I've seen enough fireworks to last my lifetime. I don't think they should be illegal. I don't think any of that stuff should happen. My only bitch about them, I know it's disruptive to veterans and other people and dogs, but I think that we should just stick for one day so everybody can make a plan. I hate it when people do it all week long.
Yeah.
I think that's disrespectful.
Go out, if it's really, really bad for you, you can go out of town.
Right.
Or you can go into your
basement. Because you know it's coming, right? Uh-huh. And you know, give your dog some doggy downers or whatever. Yeah. But those shitheads, like you were saying, Daryl, that kept it going Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, we're all trying to sleep. Everybody's on edge. The dog doesn't know if the house is going to get blown up.
Right.
Somebody thinks they're in NOM. It's mm-hmm. bullshit.
Yeah.
What I was going to say, was Shelly with us? She was, her and Rocky were at that one at Lutz Park where we were getting impaled by all the.
I don't know. If
with
they were.
Brandy?
Yeah.
I remember the story. I don't think I was there or we had already.
I know
left.
Jason Rush was and Karen.
Yeah, and Jay and Tanya.
Jay and Tanya. I thought maybe you and Rocky. But it was so funny because this little kid, well, he was probably about 10 years old, comes up and he goes, so the fire. A guy down there, the fireman, wanted me to come and tell you, you're going to need to move because you're in a bad area. You're going to get hit by,
shrapnel.
And we're like, a little fucking kid telling, get out of here.
Get out of here. I actually did say that. I was like,
get out of here, kid. So this kid runs away. So I think the firemen probably were laughing at that
like,
point.
Like, fuck these people.
But so Brandy had this brand new video camera and it did all this special effects stuff. So we're videotaping. A couple go up in this and all you hear is like, oh, ow,
what went
shit.
From ooh ah
ow
ee.
Ooh,
ee.
Ooh, ah. That's it my eye ooh ah and stuff but we never did leave
oh god no then
walk
the fine
out
thing
with
was
one crutch and
well,
an eye patch.
We had black faces
we got to the car we all had freckles and stuff
just from the ash or the soot
we put our sunglasses on because the soot was so bad
so
and
bright.
Then we had like
you could see
where our sunglasses
the
were
outline.
Our, yeah
oh my
oh, god we died and then we went to Laddie's.
Yeah,
I'm that like, yep. like heaven.
It was so fun,
dude. That was the last time I got felt up. Was it Laddie's with the hiccup incident?
Oh,
and it wasn't even your husband.
Nope.
Boo. Mm. Well, I think Rob is still listening to this.
Rob listens every so often. Yeah,
it's nice to. We'll tell him that we talked about him.
Hey, Mr. Rob Groper.
Yeah, he's like a doctor. He cured my hiccups.
Yeah,
nice.
He gave me something else.
Yeah, he gave you a bladder.
I wish
infection.
He would have been around the other day when I was butt naked. I could have said, right. Rob.
Come on, hold my breasts.
Hey, Rob, help me out, bro.
That's funny. We are going to play a game when we get back, and we'll tell you all about it in the meat.
In the meat.
Middle entertainment and treats.
Boop.
Hello, my witches.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Middle Entertainment and Treats, the meat of the program.
Oftentimes, if you are a seasoned listener, you will know that we play games when we can't come up with an idea. And also because it's very, very popular.
Yeah.
Well, it's so popular.
We just did a show last week about competition. Let's have something about competition.
I can't wait to win this one.
Yeah. This does go hand in hand with last week's competition. And it'll prove us right that Lisa's the most competitive, Daryl is second.
And the smartest.
Most likely. Yeah. And the best looking.
And Shelly goes, ding. Me and Lisa are
They have more at stake for some reason. But in any case, we are playing a game today, a trivia game, a music trivia game, our very favorite. And it is courtesy of Amanda Reed. She does our Instagram. She is our biggest Patreon supporter and listener and friend and fan. And she got us this great game we're really excited to play. And there's so many wonderful questions on here. We could probably stretch this shit out for 5 or 6 episodes.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
we're going to do it.
The summer of rock.
That's right.
Yeah.
We salute you.
That's right. So per usual, Lisa's going to keep score, A, because she's the most honest and also the best with numbers.
Yeah.
And we're just going to go in a circle, I would say. And then the other two can just yell out whoever knows the firstest.
I think you should just yell out the answer if you know it.
Okay. Yeah, because raising her hand would be dumb.
So do we want to do rock, paper, scissors to who goes first?
I think Shelly's ready to go.
Shelly's going first.
Yeah.
She won.
Oh, do you want to compete about who goes first?
I think Shelly's ready to go.
I have my glasses on. I'm ready.
I like competition.
And then this is how I think we should do it.
Okay.
We should go till we don't want to go anymore.
Like you just say
like I do one, you do one, you do one. But
oh, I thought
but
we were going to 10.
Okay. We can't. Okay. But if we want to do 11, first. Let's go.
Yeah, and let's take it up to 11.
Sounds great.
Okay. Music trivia question number one.
Okay.
On my card, it says A. I don't like that. It's number one. It's my first one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In a 2014 interview, who did Stevie Nicks refer to when she said, we have continually written about each other and we'll probably keep writing about each other until we're dead?
Lindsay Buckingham.
Yes, ma'am. One for Lika Corey.
Thank you. I know how much Daryl loves sleeping with.
Oh, this is a good one.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
D-Dog.
Okay. I'm just going to go with the first one, too. What 1980 album from AC/DC remains their best-selling?
Back in Black.
Highway to Hell.
I am not done.
Okay.
Now I got to go back. In 1980, AC/DC remains the best-selling and stands fourth overall in the U.S. sales between the Eagles, Hotel California, and Led Zeppelin's Highway to Hell?
Uh-huh. It's Back in Black?
Back in Black.
Good job, Shelly.
Ooh, air drumming. Rocker. Did you see that? I went.
He did. He flipped those drumsticks, you guys.
There was a 50-50 chance.
I can't believe
Lisa.
It. Okay. I can't see, guys. There's not enough light.
Different glasses.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Hold on.
Can you see me now? Hear me later?
You guys should see the Patreon of this. I got no filter. What 69 indie film starring Peter Fonda, Dennis Hopper, and Jack Nicholson?
Easy Rider.
He's right.
It didn't even come to the music part of the question.
Well done, Daryl.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure you're right. Yeah, it's Easy Rider. Good
job,
Daryl.
What was the music part, though?
Stephen Wolf.
Yep.
Oh, Born to Be Wild. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, hi.
Do you get an extra point for playing the air guitar?
Okay. That looks nice, Linus. Okay. In 1984, what new wave English band's Hungry Like the Wolf?
Dread!
That was at the same time. Nice.
Do we both get a point?
Of course you do.
Okay.
That's our
because I don't care about winning.
That band made me and Lisa a couple. You know that.
It did.
That's why we love them so much. Okay.
You're about as easy as a nuclear war, I'd say.
Yeah, he is. With the hiccups.
Okay, I'm going to stick with that theme.
Okay.
What new wave band performed in matching uniforms and overturned flower pots, hats? Oh, okay. Matching uniforms and
over... Devo.
Da-ba-dee-ba-ba-dee-da-boo.
God damn it.
Yeah, I didn't even have to finish the question. Thank you.
I know that they wore matching flower pots.
Grab that whip.
There's not that many bands to choose from.
Those are badass hats, though.
Indeed.
These are too easy. What's performer's adopted persona included Ziggy Stardust,
David Bowie.
Shelly got it. I should have read the other ones first because I didn't know this. Did you guys know? Another
chance?
You can get a second point if you can name any of the other personas besides.
That wasn't Ziggy Stardust? Uh-huh. The guy from Dark Crystal? I don't know.
Do you know, Daryl?
I didn't understand the question.
He had other personas. David Bowie did. Other than Ziggy Stardust, do you know what their names were?
Major Tom.
That's one.
Wow. Control.
Good one. Any more?
No.
Blue Jean. I love
my girl. Get one taken away because that's not.
Get out of here. Okay. No, I don't.
Aladdin Sane, Halloween Jack, the Thin White Duke, and Major Tom.
Oh, I forgot about the Duke.
The Dukester, man.
That was John Wayne.
He wasn't a thin
Marion Ross. What was his name?
He's Marion something.
Yeah.
Marion.
Marion, Marion,
Marion. I think Marion Ross was the mom on the head.
Yeah, she was.
You're right. Marion. Okay.
I keep knocking things. Yeah, I'm really
settle
sorry.
Down over there,
I'm
Potsy.
So excited. I'm so excited that I'm in the, last place. Okay, Shelley.
Okay. Okay, I think I will increase the level of difficulty.
Okay.
Good.
In 1974, what English drummer produced his only solo album?
Ringo Starr.
Two Sides of the Moon, featuring guest artists Dick Dale, Harry Nilsson, Ringo Starr, and Joe Walsh.
Harry Dick was on it?
That was sweaty.
That guy's everywhere.
Was this sweaty balls band?
You don't get to another one because you already said
it. Did you hear me? I said.
I know. I hurt you. I'm trying to. I'm actually just procrastinating to try to think of something.
Yeah.
Was it Jason Bonham?
No. Okay. This is in 1974.
Yeah, I don't know.
Think of that time. Think of John like Bonham. Ruffly shirts. Nope.
Or Beatles. Nope, that's Ringo Starr. He was roughly...
Keith Moon.
Yes.
But you don't get one because you already said somebody.
You said somebody?
But I didn't get a point!
But I did, matey. Give me my roughly shirt right, point.
I perhaps let it go on too long, but I think that's a legitimate
point. Yeah. All right. Okay. Two against one.
But just going forward, if you guess something and then you don't get it right, you don't get a guess a damn.
Right.
Is that what you, okay.
Yes.
Going forward.
Yeah.
Carry on. Daryl.
Yeah, I'm just looking.
Oh, I have the giggles.
God, this is...
No laughing on the comedy podcast.
I shake my fist in
There's those ones. That was a terrible card.
Well, maybe it was for you, but I wouldn't have known. But the book.
Okay.
Okay.
What astronomical song by Soundgarden was released...
Black Hole Sun.
God damn it.
That would be Black Hole Sun. Won't you come? And wash away my curls.
Nope, that was so strange.
Yep.
Little Easter egg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
come back.
On January 20th, 1982, who performed the... Head off a bat. Oh, God. What performer bit
Ozzy
the head
Osbourne.
Off a bat? Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a second. I'm giving you guys all kinds of points. No wonder I'm not in the lead. Can you tell me what city and state it was in? And I'll give you a second point.
No idea.
No, he pissed on the Alamo. That was in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. This was in Arizona? No.
Nope. Des Moines, Iowa.
Des Moines. That's where all the animal
hoopla stuff happens.
Stuff.
God, excuse me. Got a little excited.
Yeah.
Des Moines.
Des Moines, Idaho.
All right, guys, you ready? Okay, both get on your buzzers. What 1995 album by Alanis Morissette was nominated?
Jagged Little Pill.
For 9 Grammy Awards, winning 5, including Album of the Year.
Yum. Oh, Archie.
Yep, that is right. A little bit.
Correct. Yay, Lisa.
Correctamundo.
Woo.
Let's celebrate each other's
I'll
wins.
Give you another. Give me another point by singing. So I'm here to remind you,
Felicia,
of the mischief
left when he walked away.
Go.
It's not fair.
Did you see? I don't know if it was a meme or what it was, but somebody was like, wouldn't you hate to be the guy sitting next to Alanis Morris or these two in the movie theater?
And it was a picture of Alanis and Dave Coulier. It's like, don't sit next to these two or behind these two in a movie theater. Yeah, that was funny.
Good stuff. You probably sent it to me.
Stuff. Daryl is reading his card.
Okay. What 5'2" native of Minneapolis released?
Prince. God damn it.
In the first.
What was the rest of the question?
Oh, the rest of the question was 39 albums from 1978 until his death in 2016. God rest your soul, buddy.
That's right.
Okay, me. Ian Stewart, Bill Wyman, and Charlie Watts are one of the
Rolling Stones. Yep.
They are in what band? That would be the Rolling Stones. You win. Well, not win.
One of my most favorites, you know why? Because they kicked the Beatles' ass.
Oh, no. Ambush.
It's Beatles.
Yeah.
Beatles. Oh, did you just do it?
I just did it.
That just happened?
That makes you the next one.
All right, guys. Adam Horowitz left his band, The Young and the Useless, to join Adam Yauch and Michael Diamond in 1982 to form the trio of what New York rap band?
The Beastie Boys.
Yes, ma'am.
Fuck, yeah.
Oh, here's a little story about a girl I know.
Should have never been that out the penitentiary.
No. that was a mashup. Lisa, you're great.
I just wanted to rap.
Paul Revere just wants to be crafty.
Just want to be crafty.
He's my type.
You're just my type. All right, Daryl.
Oh.
No.
God.
Let out the penitentiary.
Okay. Born with the last name Hansen, what artist is best known by his first name since his major label album debut, Mellow Gold, was released in 1994?
Hansen, Mellow Gold. Jay-Z Hansen.
Harry Nilsson?
No.
Am I close?
Harry Styles. No. And we can't do more than one.
And he's just like, his name is like Cher. Yeah. Or it's just a one name guy.
Bieber.
No.
Oh.
No.
What was the year?
Released in 1994.
Mellon Gold.
Yeah.
Mellon Cougar Camp.
I can't believe we have a stumper.
Yeah, stumper. What?
Do we get a point for stumping?
No, Paul gets a point.
Oh, Paul. Okay. It's Lisa's one of your favorite, honey. It's Beck.
I don't like Beck.
I know you don't like
He's
Beck.
So silly.
He had two tables in the penitentiary.
I have a microphone in the penitentiary. All right. I wish I could see better, you guys.
I wish we could white wrap better. Right.
White wrap.
These are really, really little letters.
They are.
After they appeared on the British program Thank Your Lucky Stars in 1963, what band was advised by the show's producer to lose that vile-looking singer with the thin tread lips?
The Rolling Stones?
I don't know this one, so let me look. Yes, it was the Rolling Stones.
Oh, nicely done.
Good job, Daryl, with your Rolling Stone
trivia. Nobody liked Mick Jagger. God.
Well, he was vile. Oh, that was a stumper. I was like, I forgot to give somebody points.
But yeah, we stumped.
We stumped.
All is well.
Yeah.
Lust for Life is a song title.
Okay.
It plays over the opening sequence of the 1996 film Trainspotting, a 1977 song co-written by David Bowie and performed by what former member of the Stooges?
Curly.
It was a remix.
You guys are terrible.
I don't know.
Terrible. Got a lust for life. Got a lust for nothing.
Quick.
Okay. Do I get stumper points or we just
No,
do
we're
zero?
Not doing stumper points. No,
it was Iggy Pop.
Yeah, I knew it was Iggy Pop.
Then why did you say it?
Because that's what the game is.
The Stooges. I just was like, but I wanted to play boop boop. But yeah, I wanted to play boop boop. It's so much funner to do stuff like that.
Sure it is.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Alrighty. Okay. Sure. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. You know, Rosalie's not here. I can't win everything with, you know, without my partner. Okay. In 1982, experimental musician accidentally created a hit song when he released Valley Girl, co-recorded with his 14...
Frank Zappa.
Bingo.
Thank you. All I could see was his beautiful son, Dweezil.
Dweezil.
Dweezil is, he's bald now. Did you know that?
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's Omar.
That's fine.
Dweezil has hair. Omar's. Yeah, Omar's bald.
I take that back. I apologize to all the Dweezils.
Dweezil had enough hair in his eyebrows to make a wig.
That whole family did.
For his brother.
Yeah, he just weaved it back.
For his brother Omar. That's his name?
Yeah.
The Dweez.
Amar. It's okay. Amar.
Amar.
Amar, yeah.
Like Lamar?
That. Amar.
All right. Produced by David Bowie with Lou Reed. What Lou Reed song about a transvestite who moves to New York City to become became a surprise hit in 1973?
Lola.
That's what I thought it was, too.
Oh.
But hold on.
No, it isn't.
It's not.
No. Hold on. I have it. Daryl, let's sing it. It's a... Take a Walk on the Wild Side.
Boom. I never knew that
Lou
one.
Reed.
Huh?
Really?
Yes.
We got there together.
All the colored girls say do. Can you say that if it's in a song?
All the colored girls say?
Yeah.
Why not?
All right.
That's what it was.
If you get mad at us for saying that, blame Lou Reed.
That's right.
A lyric.
So who won that?
We're sharing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're sharing it.
That was fun.
We got there together.
I thought it was Lola too, you guys. Good for you.
Yeah.
She met the butta boo
butta butta.
Jeffrey Corolla.
C-L-O-L-O-L-A.
C-L-O-L. It makes you laugh out loud.
Cool.
Okay. What Boston band's frontman was born Richard Theodore Ocasek?
The Cars.
Yeah. Well done.
Good job. That was a lot easier than my...
They're all
Who's
different.
Tanner Schneider? Who's Tanner Schneider?
Dukes of Hazzard. It's Dukes of Hazzard.
It's not Dukes of Hazzard.
It's totally Dukes. Everything.
All right.
Is
Dukes okay.
The General Lee.
What quirky new wave band got its name from a bouffant style?
B-52s.
Oh, that you guys are Shebras.
Yep.
Shebras.
Yeah, Shebras.
Good job.
I liked that one. The other ones were silly.
I have not skipped any, so that's give me a little pat on the back. Black
pat on the back.
Ooh, this is going to be a fun one. Yes.
Okay. Produced by Jay Macias, Lou Barlow, and Murph in 1984, what band added Junior to the name when, after the second album, it was revealed another group with the name already existed?
What is Dinosaur Junior?
Ray Parker Jr.?
Was Dinosaur Jr.
Hey.
I've never even heard of them.
Yes.
I worked at a music store while that was happening.
Well, good golly, Miss Molly. What song do they sing?
Open the door, da 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 da. Everybody does that dinosaur. No,
oh,
they don't.
Okay.
Somebody else. I don't know. I can't remember.
Wasn't that that was the time.
Something like that.
Yeah.
This was more around like Kemper and Beethoven cracker times.
Got it.
It's like 90s alt.
All right.
Stuff.
It's all you.
It's college music. Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you for reminding me to do my job.
Yeah.
God, these, like you say, some of these are real easy, but I just want to do this one because I like it a lot.
It's not your turn yet, though.
Okay.
So I know. When I get there.
Damn horses. Released in 1993, the debut album of what San Francisco-based band included the top 10 singles Mr. Jones and Round Here?
Counting Crows.
Yes.
Mr. Counting Jones Crows. And me.
I hated that band.
I love them so much.
He always seemed really happy.
Or like he was crying.
Yeah, one or the other. Yes. There was no in between.
There was a lot of emotion.
I guess I didn't like it because Tom had that one buddy. He always sang that stupid song.
No, he sang that song by the Crash Test Dummies.
Oh, that's right. So I hate Crash Test Dummies. So I like the Crows.
Okay.
And Camel Toes.
Yep.
Right.
That's their cover band.
Yeah. The Camel Toes.
Okay, I'm going to get this into. What are we sitting at?
You are almost to 10. Shelley is at 8, and I'm at 7. It's a close race, people.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Neck and neck.
Neck and neck and neck.
Okay. The 1965 song Woolly Bully by Sam the Sham of. My God, dang, you're right, Lisa. These are some off.
It's really
In 1965, the song Woolly Bully by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs is about a things she saw had two big horns and a woolly jaw. This is weird. A reference to what North American animal?
A bison? A bull? A buffalo?
Bison?
Well, I'll be goddamned.
I'm guessing.
I thought I was going to.
You described it pretty well.
I was going to stomp you with that one, even in my bad reading. But yeah, a bison.
All right.
But woolly bully.
There we go.
I thought it was going to be a woolly mammoth.
I love it because it's from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's a great
song. I just didn't know the woolly mammoth was from North America.
Right. It's so, geography.
There's that. Yeah. All right.
You guys didn't even see me do my Spicoli dance.
I did, and I ignored it.
Yeah, stop it. Give me my props.
Daryl, slow clap.
In a regrettable 1969 review of their first album, what guitarist for Led Zeppelin did
Jimmy Page.
Rolling Stones judge to be a very limited producer and writer of weak, unimaginable songs?
That is terrible. What a review and what a classic that was.
It was Jimmy Page.
Mm-hmm. Well done, Daryl.
That makes Daryl have 10. Mm-hmm. Where are we at? And shall we?
We're at 45 minutes.
Should we?
I want to read one more question.
Okay, let's go one more round.
Okay. All right. You guys ready?
Yes.
I like this one because there's clapping in the song. And Karen and I like clapping songs.
Mm-hmm.
In the 1976 Steve Miller song, Take the Money and Run, in what border city do Billy Joe and Bobby Sue head into a great big hassle? Come on, take the money and run.
Down in Texas.
Keep going.
That's a city.
It's a border city. Mm. They ran down to and that's where they ran into a great big hassle.
Hassle or castle?
Hassle.
Oh.
It wasn't Hasselhoff either.
I thought it was Castle, so I'm out.
Oh.
Galveston.
No. What kind of rhymes with hassle? Ran into old
McDonald had a farm.
I'm going to call it. That's Old El Paso.
Oh, then in
Old El Paso
had a farm.
Yes.
E-I-E-I-O. Dink, dink.
All right. No points.
No points,
Daryl. What you got?
Okay. Ranked the fourth best rock guitarist of all time by Guitar World, who did Valerie Bertinelli?
Edmund Halen.
Lisa got it.
I love it.
I had Old McDonald in my head. I said, Ed McDonald's.
Eddie McDonald's.
Eddie Five Fingers.
Fourth best guitarist? Who are the first three for friggin' young?
I'll have to look it up back. That would be an interesting one to go find.
It's Jimi Hendrix and Jimmy Page, maybe?
Oh. No, at that time, let's see. In 1981. Oh, no, that's when they got married.
Who knows?
We'll discuss after.
Yes, right. Originally published in 1981, whose biography title is titled "Excuse Me While I Kiss the Sky"?
Jimi Hendrix.
Good job, Samers.
Samers, you can have it. Well, but I think going back to your top four guitarists in 1981, everybody thought Eric Clapton.
Oh yeah, he was great.
There's that.
Yeah, because they asked him. They said, "How does it feel to be the best guitarist in the world?" He goes, "I don't know, aspirins."
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
No, that was when they played together. He was like, just hands down. He goes, he's the best guitarist I've ever seen.
I just got chills from that.
What a compliment that is. And then he played with Todd from Big Head Todd.
Uh-huh.
And he said he's the best blues guitarist I've ever seen. I'm like, wow. But you're the king of blues, dude. You know.
Right. Yeah.
But isn't that cool? They played together.
Just amazing.
Lisa loves music.
Yeah. I do. I love music, and I am so...
How do we turn out?
Well, what it was funny, because I don't know if you guys heard this, but the person with the least amount of points is the one who wins this
you
game.
You won it being the worst.
So I won.
Yeah.
And then, well, Shelley had 10, Daryl had 11, so it was very close. I had 8.
Yeah, oh, yeah, man, that's a good game. Good.
Yeah, well,
thank you, Amanda.
Thank you, Amanda, like we will keep this going.
Yeah, we will redo this in another,
yeah, we'll open
if you guys
other
like
page.
It, let us yeah. know if you liked listening to
Here you
us.
Go.
So let's and do the ones that we did and put those on the bottom and
yeah.
keep the game fresh.
Yeah.
Exciting. My game of fresh.
All right, you guys, we will
These
be
are the ones
back.
We
those did. Are new or old?
Those are old.
Okay.
I gave you my new ones. You already mixed them in.
Awesome. We will be back with our Wows, guys. Wows, guys?
Wows.
Wows out.
I
want
to
Time for the Wow. Your witches are doing it now. We'll talk about music, pets, and stupid criminals. This is the Wow.
Alrighty, we're back. We're ready for the Wow.
Yeah,
it's that time, show. It's Wow time. And let's pick on Lisa right now. What's your Wow?
So my Wow this week is music.
Music Wow.
And I am going to... tell you guys.
You can say Daryl won the Wow game. I mean,
he
the music
won
game.
The music rock game. It's called You Gotta Know Rock.
You
but
gotta
that's
know
not
rock.
My what
nope,
I'm talking
not.
About.
Okay.
What my Wow is 11 songs that defined the 1980s.
Oh.
Do you guys want to guess?
The final countdown?
Like no, a virgin.
Okay, oh. So that oh, that's your guess.
No,
I will go
just
through.
Kidding.
Oh, you want to have another guess, Mr. Brown?
The songs that define the 80s.
Yes, you can.
We Didn't Start the Fire. Is that one of them?
I think that might have been a 90s, but I'm not sure. But okay, that's good. So let's go from number 11.
Okay,
down. Count it down.
Number 11 is Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Number 10, Like a Virgin by Madonna.
Ooh.
There you go, Shelley.
That also goes with Thriller, Like a Virgin. Okay, go ahead.
I would be thrilled to know a virgin. Number 9, Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Sure.
By
Carry
Cindy
on.
Lauper.
Sure.
Number 8 is Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears. Number 7, I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston. Number 6 is Video Killed the Radio Star by The Buggles. Which was a great song, but the Buggles really didn't have anything else.
No.
Number 5 is Wake Me Up Before You Go Go by Wham. Can anybody forget that video? It is still grained in my white clothes and memories. Number 4 is When Doves Cry by Prince.
Sure.
Number 3 is Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. Which was a horrible song, really.
It's fine.
It's fine. Okay. Oh, number 2, Take On Me by Aha.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah. And number 1, guys want to, you won't ever guess it. It's a really good song, and I know you know the song, but
uh-huh.
I know you wouldn't think it would be number 1.
Okay. What is it?
Don't You Want Me by the Human League.
Oh, excellent, though.
Interesting.
Oh, it must be that time.
I was in a cocktail bar. That
much
is
true.
I never thought she had a great
it
voice.
Must be getting roasted.
Yeah, it's getting time almost
Linus
for Linus.
He's getting all rowdy.
To go out.
Oh,
that was a great 80s list.
That was totally cool.
Thank you.
I mostly agree with it also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
I didn't know what's his name that gonna pick you up. I don't know. When I seen him on MTV, I thought he was a black guy.
Everybody did.
Yeah.
And then he's this nerdy white guy. I'm like, wait, what the heck?
Yeah. I think he's a ginge also.
Yeah, he is. But I didn't realize, I would say that was late 80s because I thought that that might have been early 90s.
I thought it was early 90s too, but
yeah.
But I mean, it held on for, it held its...
It's a Rolling Rick.
Hi, look at this.
Or Rick Roll.
Oh, Linus has given Daryl the loving.
He's like, come on, can we get out of here?
Oh my gosh. So we're who's next?
We're almost done, little Linus. I'll go while Daryl keeps little Linus calm.
I'll take a picture.
So my wow or well of wisdom this week is animals, and it is fast becoming my favorite because there's so many kooky animals. So today I want to talk about the jawfish. Have you guys seen or heard about a jawfish?
No.
Well, they are a family of small to medium-sized marine fish with distinctive features and unusual breeding habits. So they have slender little bodies with large heads, prominent eyes, and big mouths.
Like me!
They have a single dorsal fin, like Lisa, smooth scales on their bodies, and usually lack head scales. The two outermost pelvic fin rays are thickened and unbranched. I'm going to show you a picture here. You guys are going to lose your fucking marbles. Speaking of marbles, what looks like a mouthful of marbles are actually eggs.
Oh.
And the male is keeping them safe inside his mouth. After the female lays the eggs, the male keeps them to protect them and make sure they get enough oxygen. He gently rolls them around in there and doesn't eat the entire time, sometimes for days or even weeks.
I bet he swallows a couple.
He's got to be
starving.
Just she won't even notice.
Why the wife's away?
There's so many of them.
There was 30 eggs in there. There's only 28 now.
It's like caviar, right?
It's like that Raising Arizona. Nobody's going to miss one.
Who's going to miss one?
Yeah, serious.
Once the eggs are ready to hatch, he releases a tiny baby fish into the water. Jawfish are super protective fathers. If they sense danger, they'll scoop the eggs back into their mouth to keep them safe, sometimes even after releasing them briefly. So anyway, here is, there's so many cool pictures of these jawfish.
Jawfish.
Yeah, here's one. Look at all those little fishies in daddy's mouth.
Gross. Oh yeah, that sucker, he swallows a few.
He swallows a couple. Nobody would know that. She didn't count.
But this is the one that caught my attention. Look at that guy.
Wow.
Oh,
whoa.
Wow.
Who doesn't love a jawfish?
A family that lives together stays together.
Right. He's the a
family
father
that
of the
lives
year.
In the father's mouth stays together.
I bet they're happy little kids.
Oh, good.
Maybe, I don't know.
And they all have little jaws of their own.
Did he go, get in my mouth?
That's right.
Well, no.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Wow.
That's my well of wisdom.
A crazy one. Well,
yeah.
Mine is simple, doesn't compare to guys holding their kids in their mouth.
No.
Mine is stupid criminals. And, okay, so this guy robs a convenience store, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wearing a full face mask. The clerk gives him cash and he takes other items away from the store. It's stealing this. Then the guy has the goal to say, hey, can I have a pack of cigarettes? The clerk says, I can't give you those without seeing an ID.
I think we did this one.
I did it.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, but it's really good.
So the kid actually gives him his ID.
Yeah, they're dumb. Stupid.
I'm like, I just pulled this off of this.
Yeah.
But that, I mean.
That was worth repeating.
I think it was worth repeating because now that, come on, people. Get real.
Stay stupid, criminals. That's all I got to say.
Quick on his feet or her free clerk.
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry.
You're not going to have to see your ID.
I can give you the money and you can have the candy bars and everything, the lighters you just stole and everything. Oh, but you want cigarettes. Oh, man. But
Hello, 911. Jack Johnson just came and was
Jack,
here.
Jack Johnson.
He's 21. He is of age. Yes, he's of age.
He's of age of smoking. I did give him the cigarettes. He's going to have a pack of Marlboro Lights in his pocket.
If you find the pack of Marlboro Lights in the cash, that's him.
That's him.
Okay, thanks.
$34 in cash.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll show you the camera footage.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys, thank you for listening to another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Good witch, bad witch. We say good witch, bad witch, and the mad witch,
man witch too.
I just made that up.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you should be in a
trivia. You get your foot tapping.
Yeah, it
is. And a finger snapping.
It was. It was lovely. Don't forget about our Patreon only party with every tier coming to us at the end of the summer.
We're going to burn some burgers.
Yeah. We are. It's going to be a potluck.
That's right. Yeah. Sign up on our website, goodwitch-badwitch.com.
Get in there now.
Yep. And we'll send you
$5. What's $5?
Yeah. If you're a Patreon by the middle of April,
August,
about 3 months ago, by the middle of August, you would definitely be invited. So get to coming.
What? That's right. Buy your tickets.
Get your best ride. Party sauce on.
Potty hottie.
Your party yes. sauce?
Yeah. Party sauce. Hey, whatever you like to coming. Whatever you like to take to a good
everybody meal. Must bring a sauce. Some kind of sauce.
So Lisa always wanted to go to Vesta Dipping Grill, yep. and they closed before she could go. So we're going to have a dipping yeah. party.
We are going to have a dipping party.
There's going to be some sauce. Tummy chuckles going on there, too, eh?
Everybody bring a sauce.
We do enjoy a good tummy chuck. Mm-hmm. Hey, so do that, and then, you know, stay witchy, my friend.
Stay bitchy. Oh, no. Must be the season of.